Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
Do you know what Christian nationalism is?
Yeah, it's the belief that the American nation is defined by Christianity, that the government should be take active steps to keep it that way. I affirm that. It was defined by Christian principles, and we should work to keep those Christian principles in our governmental system. These are foreign concepts, a lot of politicians, things like integrity, other-centeredness, self-sacrifice, you know, just stuff like that, which they don't seem to have.
Number five.
So Gnosticism is an ancient heresy that taught that salvation was through gnosis or knowledge, gnosis, Gnosticism, that the only way to God, the true God, was not through Christ, but was through special revelational knowledge that the Gnostics possessed. Part of the theological perspective that they had was that matter was bad, matter was evil, but God was so good that he could not touch evil, therefore could be no incarnation. Furthermore, in order for him to work in the material world, he had to have demiurges, go-betweens. He created lesser divinities that would then act upon the physical world and carry out his wishes.
Number four.
Now, what are some modern Gnostic-leaning kinds of things? Within Christian thought, we have Gnostic ideas in the name it and claim it. People who say you have the knowledge of God written in the Word, and your words have spiritual power, and you can proclaim what the truth is, and in that you can be saved from material problems. It's a Gnostic kind of a thing. It's also occurring in the New Age movement. It's heavy in the New Age movement. And a little bit of it is in the New Apostolic Reformation movement as well.
Number three.
What's one thing that you wish you knew before you started apologetics?
Where I was going to go and what my future was going to be, so I could plan it out better.
Nope.
I wish I completed a doctorate, for example, and I still want to, just don't have the time or the money, but I'd like to have done a doctorate. The thing that I found most valuable is three things, actually. Logic is very, very important. Theology and scripture memorization. These are the things that are the foundation, in my opinion, of apologetics. Now, that's not to say we don't pray and not the spiritual side, but just those things that we can work on is those.
Number two.
I like hate mail. I like it when people write and complain and whine and tell me about myself and how bad I am. I get a kick out of it. Let's check this out. Let's debate and engage an issue about the Christian church being built upon St. Peter, or are you a coward? So if I don't want to debate it with this guy, then I'm automatically a coward. Whenever someone starts off a discussion like that, I disregard them because they're being irrational, over-emotional, illogical. And why would I want to get into debate with someone like that? They don't listen. They don't think already. I can tell. He says, this would be good for our readers. We can address the issue and of who clearly has the one true religion. And this is another thing that gets me. The one true religion. It's not Jesus who's true. It's the true religion. That's what salvation is about. Getting in with the true religion. Wrong. It's about Jesus. He goes on, you are a cowardly heretic running around from opponents. Now, I'm smiling. I'm chuckling. I love it when people just get right to the point. You are a cowardly heretic. Deep down inside, you realize that you are scared, as all heretics are when put to the test. If I meet people who are like this, fine, we're done. I'm not talking. Oh, you're afraid. You know, just go away. You know, your diapers are full. He says, you can't stand the heat. You know that if I debated you, you'd have no place to run and hide to cry for your mommy. That's awesome.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go. Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.